This is All Things Considered on VPR. I'm Alex Keefe. In a moment, we'll get recommendations from our art hounds, but now it's time for our weekly conversation on the arts with Mary Williams.
Last Sunday afternoon, I got to go backstage during rehearsals of Shoebox Theater's local reprisal of the John Cameron Mitchell and Stephen Trask rock musical Hedwig and the Angry Inch. In the performance space at Arts Riot on Pine Street in Burlington, I asked Franklin County actor Robert Toms about the safety of his stacked heel silver boots.
They have a little traction, but I think I'm okay.
Set in Berlin just before the wall came down, the rock musical follows Hedwig, who began life as Hansel and who's had a botched gender reassignment surgery. She becomes this female persona called Hedwig.
Hello, testing, 1, 2, testing.
Robert plays Hedwig. The group on stage is Toms, also Sean Lipinski, and the backing band that plays the Angry Inch is folk rocker Antara. Also, Chris Chaney plays bass. Ornan McLean is on drums, and Adam Cooper Wood plays keyboards.
On August 13th, 1961, a wall was erected on the middle of the city.
On the afternoon that I visited the rehearsals, the cast and crew were taking several tries at the intro monologue and the song called Tear Me Down, which introduces Hedwig to the audience.
I'm the new Berlin Wall, baby. Try to tear me down.
Shoebox Theater's origins are within 135 Pearl, where it served as that space's creative black box theater. 135 Pearl is the state's best-known LGBTQ bar, which closed in 2006, and Toms is the former owner. Now to the play's plot. IMDb says this about Hedwig and the Angry Inch. A transsexual punk rock girl from East Berlin tours the U.S. with her band as she tells her life story and follows the former lover and bandmate who stole all of her songs. I asked the cast for their take on the plot of Hedwig. Here's Roberts.
Well, I mean, to me, Hedwig is pretty much a journey about loving yourself in whatever shape and form you come in.
It's one of the only shows, like a musical show, that I know of. It could be cast genderless. Like, any of the roles could be cast genderless.
That's Winooski actor Sean Lipinski, who plays the character of Itzhak. And the cast from Shoebox Theater talked a lot about how they use non-traditional casting in a play that already utilizes non-traditional casting.
Really, it's about the characters, really. And not what's, like, under their zipper or anything like that.
And I think that's the thing that's really brilliant is because the part of Hedwig, you know, up until this point, has been 5 foot, you know, six. And I don't know any other production that actually has a male Itzhak. The part of Itzhak is usually a female.
And much of this musical is told in monologue and song. And though there's plenty of glam rock and wigs and makeup and boots and tons of double entendre and innuendo, this play is about something much deeper.
It is clear to me that I must find my other half. But is it he or a she? What does my other half look like? Is he identical to me or somehow complementary?
And that's the thing that's just so interesting, because it's that highest level of camp, you know, combined with that dark drama. It's just, it sucker punches the audience member. It leaves them wide open and vulnerable. That's what I love about it. It's because it's such a ride. It's such an emotional ride.
I was born on the other side of a town ripped in two.
And it shows that history repeats itself. It is just as timely today as it was. It's a story that you can probably do in 2020, and it'll still, people will find a connection with it.
What's universally appealing, do you think, about the play?
I think it's love. Love.
It's also a great rock show.
That's keyboard player Adam Cooper Wood.
Yeah, you know, yeah, yeah. Beyond all this heaviness.
Right, beyond all the heaviness.
It's amazing music.
It's fast and hard.
It is fast and hard. And I sweat a lot.
This is a very different show, and it's a very different time. So, you know, there's going to be grandmothers seeing this, and there's going to be 18-year-olds seeing this. And I think each of those people are going to walk out with something completely different.
Mm-hmm. It's cathartic. Mm-hmm. And I think a lot of people do connect to that. But then the music. It's just, it's a rock show. We have to honor the piece to the highest and best of our capacity, yet at the same time, we still got to be us. And that's where it comes down to, it is what it is. You know what I mean? It's just like, you know, one reviewer in Toronto, he said, I was really confused with what I was looking at. Some people can't get past, and the whole story is about accepting yourself in whatever shape and form you come in. And that to me was just really interesting. So what is the expectation? Because I am 220 and 6'4". You know what I mean? So who says you have to have a size requirement to go through a process or become yourself in whatever shape and form you come in?
Shoebox Theatre's Hedwig and the Angry Inch begins its six-night run at Arts Riot next Thursday, March 31st. Find out more at VPR. Now here's Art Hounds. Today on Art Hounds, we'll hear from a Georgia writer who recommends a multimedia exhibit in Middlebury. A communications director with an event and auction that benefits Vermont's elders, and a photographer who wants you to get in the time machine to see what Vermont looked like 100 years ago. First is writer Terry Cleveland from Georgia. She suggests this event at the Vermont Folklife Center in Middlebury.
Come see the poet, the painter, and the storyteller exhibit entitled Shedding Light on the Working Forest with artist Kathleen Kolb, poet Veranda Porsche, and logger-turned-storyteller Bill Torrey. At 6 p.m., walk across the street to the Marquee Theater to listen to the storytelling of Bill Torrey titled 40 Years in a Saw. If you haven't heard Bill at the local moth events, you're in for a treat and many laughs, and the event is free.
That poet, painter, and storyteller exhibit begins on April 2nd at 5 p.m. at the Vermont Folklife Center in Middlebury. Next is Eric Ford from Westford. He's the communications director at Burlington City Arts, and he suggests the fourth annual Show of Hands, now showing at Penny Cluse Cafe in Burlington.
There's 100 eclectic, embellished wooden hands made by 100 different artists, and they'll be available for purchase at a silent auction. It's a totally fun evening with Penny Cluse advertisers included and a cash bar. This is all to benefit Hands, which helps and nurtures diverse seniors by providing food. You can find more information about this great organization at handsvt.org.
The Show of Hands silent auction is on Thursday, March 31st. First, beginning at 5:30 at Penny Cluse Cafe in Burlington. And Jordan Douglas is a photographer from Jericho. He has this recommendation to go see the film A Vermont Romance.
The Vermont International Film Festival and the Vermont Archive Movie Project are sponsoring a series of statewide screenings of the 100-year-old film A Vermont Romance. Vermont's first feature film has been digitally remastered and will be accompanied by a live piano performance of an original score by Bob Merrill. The tour begins in Montpelier and will continue with screenings in St. Johnsbury, White River Junction, Burlington, Brattleboro, and Middlebury. Come experience this exciting slice of Vermont history.
Those statewide screenings of the 100-year-old film begin March 26th in Montpelier. Find details about all these events at vpr.net/arthounds.
Support for Art Hounds comes from the Vermont Arts Council, working to ensure that every Vermonter has access to the arts. VermontArtsCouncil.org. Art Hounds on VPR is adapted from Minnesota Public Radio News and is powered by the Public Insight Network. Our theme music was written and performed by Trio Gusto. Find out more at vpr.net/arthounds.